Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Okay. This is driving me nuts. This is not the way to solve this. The Trump team is moving out the surrogates, including Mike Johnson, and they're lying. They're trying to destroy Elon Musk to get this bill through. And it's really ugly what they're doing. Here's a sample of the lie they're telling right now. And this is not the way to do this going forward. That Elon Musk is only opposing the BBB, the big beautiful bill, because Trump is getting rid of the EV mandate. Here's just one version of the lie from Trump. He's not a spokesperson, but he's a surrogate for Trump. Jason Miller, longtime advisor to Trump. And this is a lie. I'm going to prove it to you.
I never heard Elon Musk take this type of criticism toward the one big beautiful bill back when the EV mandates and the EV tax credits were a part of the budget. And so it was only after all that was removed that we saw some of this criticism. I'm never going to go and judge someone for.
I'm not going to judge him, but you know, it's his financial interest. Bull. Mike Johnson said the same thing this morning. Bull. I'm holding in my hands a Reuters article. It is dated August 19th, 2024. That was the first time Trump announced he would end the 7,500 electric vehicle tax credit. Let me repeat that. August 19th, 2024. Trump has repeated it, according to Grok, no less than a dozen times, including in speeches. Elon Musk donated over $40 million to getting Trump elected. And that was just what was Lee in the, what do you call this? I forget the political funds that he had, particularly the ones running out of Pennsylvania.
PACs.
Thank you. Brain fart. In Pennsylvania after that Trump announcement. And yet Mike Johnson's out this morning. Instead of addressing, hey, you know, are there issues with the deficit on this? Is there anything we could do to fix that? They're lying. And I don't appreciate it. I don't like a lie. I don't like if the Democrats lie. I don't like if the Republicans lie, because that is an absolute crock. In fact, in multiple interviews, Elon Musk has been asked, how could you support Trump when you know he's going to get rid of your EV mandate? And he said it's going to cost him a lot of money, but that's okay. He's trying to save the country. Anything to avoid talking about the fact that this is an expansion, an increase of Biden's budget deficit. Let's talk about that. Let's find a way to fix it. But to tell this lie?
I never heard Elon Musk take this type of criticism toward the one big beautiful bill back when the EV mandates and the EV tax credits were a part of the budget. And so it was only after all that was removed that we saw some of this criticism. I'm never going to go and judge someone for weighing in or voicing their opinion. If they want to try to improve the bill, if they want to try to improve the process, keep in mind, it's still going through the Senate.
Speaker Mike Johnson just said he's sure that the EV mandate going away is Elon Musk's concern about the spending bill.
Yeah, that has the hallmarks of a talking point.
It's a crock. It's a lie. Yeah. I resent the heck out of it, because let me tell you what. None of these people would be in power right now if it were not for Elon Musk, especially Donald Trump. And that's the truth. Because if we did not have free speech on X, we would not be making the gains that we would be making. Because Mike Johnson was too busy back in November funding the Global Engagement Center, which we now know, we just got their internal report about a week ago. They were talking, hey, our goal, our job is to censor Trump's message. Mike was trying to fund it in November to censor us, his own voters. Two is, never forget that. We've got to be realistic about who these people are. We cannot put them on pedestals. Not if we're going to save this country. And that includes Donald Trump. This is not the way to handle this. This is not. There are ways forward, but they got to get their stuff together and stop lying. And you know what the other lie they're telling right now is? They're driving me crazy. It's driving me nuts. Oh, the Congressional Budget Office is lying. No, this doesn't increase the deficit. Yes, it does. Yeah, it does. Okay, we'll throw out the Congressional Budget Office, Lee, fine. They are very partisan. They've gotten a lot of things wrong. What about the other three agencies, including the Tax Foundation, which Republicans love to quote because it's conservative? This busts even Biden's biggest deficit. Let's talk about that. No, it might not pass. Oh, my God. Look, I am as on eggshells as you are about getting Trump's immigration agenda through. I am, and I am convinced we can do this. I'm convinced of it, Lee. I hate a lie. I can't stand it. No. It drives me crazy. And this is a destructive lie. We do not need to drive this guy away. Not only did he provide the free speech that up until this minute is the one reason we are winning. They have to be able to see what we did, who we are, but also who Biden was. Or we're going to lose. The minute that stops, they'll start winning again. Number two, Elon Musk did an absolutely amazing thing. 20 years, the Republican Party has been behind the Democrat Party in registration, and most of the time, Lee, behind unaffiliateds in registration. Mm-hmm. Elon Musk took a look at the system. Instead of just writing a $200 million check to the party, again, $40 million of which in checks he wrote to Donald Trump's election, not him personally, but to get him elected.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
After learning the EV mandate was going away, do not give me that crock. That is a crock. That is not how we solve problems. I'm just beside myself watching this. We need to have a debate about this. This man is rightly, you put that kind of deficit in front of these people in this bond market, people may start selling off. They've done it twice in the last 2 months. You think it's not going to end because you lie? You think you're going to lie your way out of it? How'd that work for the Democrats? Not too good.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. We don't have an easy way forward, but we do have a way. That salt tax deduction's got to go. If we get rid of that, that saves $350 billion right there. Now, guess what? Now we're shrinking the deficit. Not by a lot, just by a little, but it's enough to stabilize the bond market. I hope, I think. It's enough to show them, okay, hey, we're coming in a little below Biden's deficit, not above it. The bond market is counting on us to get control of this. They are terrified watching us hit the gas on the clown car. Accelerating. People aren't going to want to hold bonds. They're not. They've showed us that for the last 2 weeks. Once you pass the thing to fund Trump's agenda, you have to be able to sell the bonds. What happens when they say debt crisis? We need to start explaining what that is. So does Elon Musk. Debt crisis. What does that sound like? People have been talking about that for 20 years. Debt crisis is when people who hold bonds go, oh my gosh, this isn't safe, and they sell off. That's what that is. And that's not good. You know why? We're going on a recession. We are. We're already at negative 3% growth. We just created 37,000 jobs in the private sector. I don't blame Trump for that. It's going to get better. Trade deficit's shrinking. By the way, did you see for this month, Trump cut the trade deficit in half?
Wow.
I don't know. The only thing I can figure is that in response to the tariffs, that a lot more people onshored their supply lines, I guess. By the way, people are barely talking about that. What we need to do, we need to solve the SALT tax deduction thing. Those Republicans, the handful of them, are going to have to give. And already Thune's saying that, and he's not wrong. That hurt. Wow. John Thune's not wrong. He's not wrong. This idea that we're going to let Republicans who live in blue states write up to $40,000 off the taxes so as to subsidize the taxation in New Jersey, California, and New York. No. And there was a handful of Republicans that held this bill up. Shame on you. You need to get over it. Elon Musk is not the one who needs to shut up. They need to flip their votes. And that's what John Thune's saying. We can't. We say $350 billion. Again, we come in beneath Joe Biden's debt. Even the CBO will have to score it that way.
This is the part of the old adage about you don't want to have to watch making the sausage. This is it.
It's ugly.
Yeah, it's ugly. And it is politics, and it is something where you're going to have to see compromise on both sides. And it's the Republican both sides.
And by the way, I resent the heck out of Chip Roy being blasted like he has been. He's a good person. Yeah. He deserves to win his primary.
He's a good fiscal conservative.
He's very good. Yeah. These are legitimate concerns. And I'm telling you, Musk is not wrong. We take a risk passing this bill. I am terrified of what will happen in the hours and days afterward in that bond market.
Rand Paul's not wrong either. And Trump's been going after Rand Paul again, so.
Calling him crazy. Yeah. And then Elon Musk says exactly what Rand Paul says. Yeah. Look, folks, we're not asking for perfection here. Neither is Rand Paul. By the way, Scott Bessent was lying about him. He wants to cut $1 trillion. We can't do that. That's unrealistic. Rand Paul has never said that. That is so unfair. All Rand Paul has said is, no, I'm not giving you a $5 trillion debt limit increase. You'll crash the bond market. Take that out and I'll vote for it. He's willing to vote for it as it is, as long as you take out the ending of the raising of the debt limit by $5 trillion. He's trying to save them from going off a cliff. Screaming rhino and lying is not the way forward. Fixing this thing is, I'm convinced we can do it. I'm convinced we can. And that's why John Thune smartly, that hurt again. Sorry, my chest is seizing up. Smartly, immediately went after the SALT deduction. That is an easy way to get back $350 billion off the deficit. CBO has to rescore it, shores up the bond market, I pray. And then what? Buys us time to get the 12 rescission bills through. We'll probably cut total. We could cut probably $500 billion. We can do this. That'll shore up the bond market. Everything's going to be fine. And then you know what's going to happen, Lee? Pray for this. This is going to sound crazy. We're going to go into a recession. Hope we go into a recession. Looks like we are. Let me tell you why. Because that's going to force Jerome Powell to lower those interest rates. Mm-hmm. Because in the next 9 months, we have to refi this bond. We have to refi our debt. That could trigger a debt crisis. You throw a bill this big on top of that mess, people go sell their bonds. They've already tried twice. Musk is not wrong. Listen to him and fix it. He's not asking anything radical. Lee, this is a guy who only wanted to cut a quarter of the deficit. That's it. The deficit's $2 trillion. That'd be roughly $500 billion. We can easily do that. Thune is even giving you a way forward. Stop it. Stop this. Don't be stupid.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.